Good evening. Welcome to SheerLayman.com. Want to wish everyone first a Gemara Chasima Toiva Toshin Pei Dalid has begun a Shnas of Pidyon. Father Hashem et Yaakov u'gyolom yad chozak mimenu and many other psukim and remozim of Pidyon, redemption for the Jewish people. May we all merit this year to be a year of Geulah, a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us both as a tzibur, and every individual should have a salvation in matters that one desires and one is yearning for salvation. We all, everyone has their little niche in life in which we all feel we can go higher, and Yirtzeh Hashem, Hashem will allow us to achieve spectacular success this year. We want to begin, of course, by acknowledging our sponsor, may this neshama have an aliyah. We want to always, as we always do, give a shout out to Jake Wanman and to Mitch Green, Jake, for his tireless efforts to spearhead this incredible project of SheerEnjoyment.com. Mitch Green for his dedication to everything that goes on behind the scenes to make sure everything is smooth and delightful for those who listen and those who teach. Thank you, Mitch. And of course, this time of the year when we have to acknowledge the Choshev Rabbanim who give of themselves to teach, to be Melamei Torah La'amo Yisrael. This week, being that it's the Aser Sinai Teshuvah, I'd like to spend a little bit of time on the topic of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Much of what we do during this time of the year, during the Aser Sinai Teshuvah, revolves around the 13 principles, the 13 fundamental Midos of Hashem, which we try to tap into to seek Hashem's mercy. Even today, we actually leaned it. It's very choshev when we actually lean from the Torah. The words of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim begins with Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachum Rechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Yemes, Noitzer Chesed Lo Alof, Noitzer Ov, Vafesha Avdecha, Tov, Venakei. I just read through a pasuk which is a basic the basic Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, but the truth is it's a little more complicated than that. Now let's first, before we get into the Yud Gimel Midos exactly, let's just discuss some basic principles, a collection of ideas, get more of an appreciation of what we are trying to do. Now let's again take a step back and get an appreciation that during this time of the year we recite Slichot. The main part of the Slichos, the most critical section of the Slichos, is the recital of the 13 Midos, which I mean attributes of mercy. We reflect, we invoke, we mention these 13 principles of mercy. And we'll discuss a little bit why, what we're trying to do, but we dwell upon them. And everything that we recite in the Slichos, the long portion of davening that we recite before Shacharis, some do it late at night, it all leads and builds up to the recital, Vayavor Hashem al pono vayikra, Hashem passed over Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem called out and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of mercy. That is the focus. All the little letters in the Siddur and the big letters and all the different paragraphs and eloquent piyutim all come and focus on the 13 attributes of mercy. And it's not just during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Today on Tzom Gedalia, we actually leaned, we read in the Torah at Mincha, this section in the Torah, on Yom Kippur, each one of the Tefillos, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and the Ilah, we focused on the, we recite Slichos, where we mentioned the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. This Thursday, I believe, is a very special Slicha, where the Slichos dwell intensely on the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. And even Tashlich, the Psukim that we recite, when we go for Tashlich, they're broken down, the words of the three Psukim that we recite, two Psukim that we recite, that if you look in a good Siddur, like an article Siddur, they will show that alluded to in these three Psukim are the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. So this is a very central theme of the day. In addition, when we take out the Sefer Torah, we say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim three times on Yom Kippur, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So wherever you turn, we come across the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. It is the climax. It is the center, the focus of the Slichos. We laned it today. Thursday will be a day dedicated to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Tashlich is all about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. On Yom Kippur, we will recite Slichos, which focuses on the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim and all of the tefillos, the five tefillos of the day. Wherever you turn, there they are. What can we learn and study about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? So let me read you a little Gemara. And the Gemara says, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Zayin, says in the Pasuk, Vayavor Hashem al panav. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heaven to pray that Hashem should forgive the Jewish people for worshipping the Egel, one of the worst, if not the worst, avera that the Jewish people committed. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to hide. I want you to slip into the cleft of a rock, and my divine presence will pass over you. And I will teach you how the Jewish people should repent. And indeed it says, Vayavor Hashem al panav. Hashem passed over the presence of Moshe, Vayikra, and we will now translate this very simply, Hashem called out to Moshe, and the pasuk goes on to tell us the 13 attributes. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, El Molin Mikol Kosov Yef Shalom, if not for the fact that we have a pasuk, we would never know it. The following Malamed Shenisatef Hakodosh Boruchu Kishliach Tzibur Teherelo Lemoshe Seder Tefila. Omar Loi, Hashem said to him, Kolzman She Yisrael Choitim Yasu Lefonai Kaseder Hazer Vaani Moichel Lohem. Omar Yehuda, Beris Kusa Leshloish Esrei Midos. She'enon chois rois reikom, they do not come back empty-handed. Shnemar hine onochi koireis pust. Let me just summarize what it says. The Gemara here darshins that from the words vayavor Hashem al panav. Now, I translated that in the beginning to mean simply that Hashem passed before Moshe. Hashem, his divine presence, passed. The Gemara interprets this to mean Vayavar Hashem al panav, that Hashem drew an object over his head, kaviyachol, so to speak. And it means to say, the Gemara says that there was not an explicit pasuk, we can never say this. It's as if Hashem dressed himself in a talis. When one puts on a talis, one is nisatef. First, when one makes the bracha, take a talis, you spread the talis over your head, and you allow it to droop up until your lips, and you recite the bracha, and then you adjust it. Vayavar Hashem al ponav is interpreted to mean that Hashem took an object and he passed it over the top of his head, kaviyachol, just like what a shaliach tzibur, the one who leads the tzibur, wears. We know that there's a very special, you know, when we dive into Hashem, we wear a talis, but it's critical that the one, the leader, the one who represents us, the messenger of the tzibur, he wears a talis. And then the Gemara says that Hashem said to Moshe, every time the Jewish people sin, they should imitate what I have just shown you. There should be a shliach tzibur who takes the talis over his head and recites the 13 attributes of mercy. Now, what does this mean exactly? And Hashem, imitate me. So simply what it means is that we should come to shul. We should appoint a leader who goes in front of us, puts on a talis, and recites the 13 attributes, and we follow and we respond. And when we respond and we have sincerity and we concentrate, we will merit forgiveness. But I want to suggest something much deeper here. First of all, let's be very careful what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omalai, kol zman sheyisrael choitin, ya'asu. It does not say in the Gemara that we should actually say, we should do. We should do lefonai kaseder hazeh. So this is the Mefarshim, the commentators explain. The main point of the 13 attributes of mercy is not to say them, but it's to perform them. We can't go through the attributes now, but they are all different forms of having mercy, doing kindness, being people of emes. There is rachum, chanun, having patience, erech apayim, doing chesed, rav chesed, emes, noitzer chesed, lo alofim. There are different examples. There are many that we can very simply relate to. Like we mentioned, living a life of truth, living a life where we do kindness, where we have mercy upon other people. When we actually imitate Hashem's midos, it's not just enough to say the words, but we have to actually live these midos. But the Gemara says something even more. It says that we should be a shaliach of the tzibur. We shouldn't just live private lives where we behave with truth and kindness and mercy. We should act as representatives. Every person should view himself as a representative, an ambassador of everyone, of all the people in this community, and on their behalf should do acts of kindness. Kol zman sheyishol choydin, yasu lefonai ka seder. What was that seder? The seder is, shenis atef hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur, a messenger of the community. And we have to take the kindness, the truth, the mercy to a level of the community, not just personally. This is what brings a high dosage of mercy. Also want to point out this concept of taking a garment. The Ribono Shel Olam, he is dressing himself in cloth. It's very fascinating because after Adam and Chava sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Ribbono Shel Olam fashioned for them garments. Vayas Hashem l'Adam l'ishtoy kosmos or vayal bishem. Hashem dressed them.
He clothed them. They sinned, and Hashem forgave them. You've sinned, there are consequences, but Hashem didn't leave them without clothing. They were terrified. They were ashamed of their nakedness. And Hashem comforted them by providing for them clothing. Every time a person does an act, an avera in this world, every avera a person does in this world, it is a dogma, it is an example, it takes us back to the first chait, the chait of Adam and Chava. And we're ashamed. We're ashamed of our failure, of our nakedness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in behaving in a way that we should not behave. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them, rehabilitated them, Hashem punished them, but at the end HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them comfort by providing for them beautiful clothing. Here, it's something to be noted that when Hashem is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to teach you how to daven, how to pray to me, how to pray to me for forgiveness, Hashem provided for, presented, demonstrated before Moshe Rabbeinu by dressing himself in a garment. Perhaps we can suggest that this is a reminder. Just as I have dressed Adam and Chava in garments, I am now reminding you that if you have sinned, don't worry. As long as you are sincere, there is a method, there is rehabilitation, there is teshuvah, and I am going to dress in the garment, and I'm going to ask you to follow. Do like what I have done. Dress yourself in clothing. Take the clothing that I have made for Adam and Chava and dress yourself. Feel its warmth. Feel its the warmth of the love that I showed to Adam and Chava, demonstrating to them, you have done an avera, but yet, I forgive you. You can live. You can live. You can thrive. You can succeed. You can grow. You can be rehabilitated. And you can use this avera as a stepping stone to become a better person. This was demonstrated with Adam and Chava in this and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed them. And we are suggesting when Hashem is speaking to Moshe, telling the Jewish people how to deal with chait, do what I'm doing. Pull over your head a garment. That garment is a divine garment. Hashem is pulling a garment over his head. Imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put that garment, that divine garment, and remember who was the first person upon whom a divine garment was cast. A garment which provides warmth and love and shelter. It was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed Adam and Chava. One last idea in our discussion of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. In the Psukim in Parshas Kisisa, where they are mentioned, we know we have a tradition, there are 13. 13 is a sacred number in Judaism. 13 represents Ahava, love, the Gematria Ahava. Okay, there are many different ideas there. You know, Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke, 26. 26 is 13 multiplied by 2. These are all Kabbalistic in Yonim. The number 13, it's not for, you know, there are 13 meters of Rachamim. There are 13 meters Shahat Torah. Midrashas, the Torah is expounded. In the Haggadah, we say, Shloish Osar Miyodea, Shloish Osar Midaya. What does it mean, Midaya? So some say it means the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. Some say it means the Yud Gimel Midas Shah Torah Midrashas. And then obviously there's a parallel. And if you put the two 13s together, what do you get? You get 26, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, the name of Hashem, Toiru Tzilah. No, there are two principles in Judaism. There's the principle of Torah, the principle of Tefillah, HaKol Kol Yaakov, the double voice of Yaakov, the call of Torah, the call of Tefillah. In the call of Torah, Torah is expounded to 13 principles, and in the Koyach of Tefillah, it is highlighted with the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, 13 and 13 is 26. Torah Tefillah is where we connect with Hashem. When we learn, Hashem speaks to us. When we daven, we speak to Hashem. 13, 13, 26 is the Shleimus. Okay, fine, that's but what exactly are the 13 Midos of Rachamim? So you look in the Siddur, though, many of them will try to mark them down. 1, 2, 3. It says first, Kel, it says Kel twice. One is, we know, Chazal Tel, I'm sorry, Hashem. It begins with two mentions of Hashem's name. So Chazal tell us one mention refers to Hashem before the Avera, and the second Hashem is after the Avera. Hashem knows in advance we're going to do an Avera, and yet He has Rachmanis upon us in advance. This is not our discussion. There are many different ideas that are brought out with Hashem. Kel, Rachum, Chanan, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Vienes. If we would go through all of the opinions, there are many, many opinions how to break up what it says in these psukim into 13 separate midos. And then we need to decipher the deeper meaning of what each one of these 13 attributes of mercy, what it means exactly. And indeed, there are many, many different approaches. And there is not much agreement. So what happens is, what we end up really doing, if we look in the Siddur, when we say the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, we recite the entire passage. Vayavar Hashem al ponov, vayikra, Hashem, kel, rachum, vichanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed, v'emes, Neitzer Chesed lo alofim, nosi avon vafesha, vichata avinake, visolachto lavonenu, ulechato seinu, unichaltonu. Now, if we were to combine all of the different opinions, we would probably come out with, who knows, I don't know, maybe 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 different attributes of mercy. It's very difficult to break up these words exactly into 13 parts. Where does it begin? Where does it end? And even if you figure out where it begins and ends, how do we break up the words in between? Sometimes we combine two words, sometimes we don't. And there are so many opinions. I vaguely remember years ago seeing a chart with all of the major commentators. There were at least, on this chart, at least five different opinions attempting from the Rishonim, showing how to break up the 13 attributes of mercy in these psukim. Again, where does it start? Where does it end? How do we break them all up? Why is it so difficult? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make it so difficult for us to figure out the 13 attributes of mercy? Why couldn't it be nicely listed in a way that is simple? And because we do not know, what we really in essence do is we recite the psukim in their entirety, and we say to ourselves, somewhere in there are 13 attributes of mercy. Somewhere in there. But can we really with precision and with a clarity figure out exactly which are the 13? Not everyone has clarity in their mind to go through the Yud Gimel Midos and think, according to Rashi, this one, according to Ramban, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to this Rishon and that Rishon, it's pretty difficult. So I think there's a very simple answer. Chazal tell us, Ein ha-berocha mitzuya ela bedavar ha-samui min ha-ayin. Blessing is found when it's hidden. true blessing is not on display for the world to see. We all know that the greatest blessings we have in life are private. During this time of year, we pray to Hashem. Many of us are praying for matters that are very private. They keep us, they give us enormous satisfaction. And the whole world doesn't need to know. Our neighbors don't need to know, and sometimes our own family doesn't need to know. There are certain elements in life which give us satisfaction only because they're private. Ein habracha mitzuya ela bedavar hasamri min ha'ayim. Blessing is only found in something which is hidden. There is no greater blessing in this world than our ability to communicate with Hashem. Our ability to connect with Hashem, to recite the Yud Gimel Midrash of Rachamim. And by design, the Yud Gimel Midrash of Rachamim are hidden. It's hard to define them with precision. We recite the Pesukim in their entirety. Is the repetition Hashem, Hashem, two Midas, or is it one Mida? Maybe Vayikra is a Mida. What it says before, maybe, where does it end? Vinakei, is that where it ends? Not necessarily. Maybe we go on to say, V'salach d'lavaneinu, u'lechatoseinu, u'nechaltanu. There are many words in this sequence that Hashem revealed to Moshe. It's not clear which one of the words, the way they're parsed to precisely define, because this is blessing. And Hashem didn't just give us blessing, Hashem gave us the ultimate blessing. Ein bracha mitzuya, blessing is not found, ela only, bedavar, in a matter that is hidden, hasamui, hidden min ha'ayin. We can't pin down the 13 meters. We know when we recite the psukim in their entirety, we got them. But to define them, they're elusive. Because by being elusive and just connecting with Hashem, by concentrating on all of the words and having meaning in every word, even if we can't count them on our fingers, it's okay. That's where the blessing is. Chazal tell us, it says in the Pasuk, by the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachamin, Asher Anochi Koreis Bris, Hashem forged a covenant with us by giving us the 13 Midas of Rachman. The Gemara says that there is a haftocha, there is a guarantee that a person that sincerely recites, lives with the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, he is guaranteed Hashem will listen to his prayers. He will not be sent away empty-handed. So Pasuk, Koreis Bris, a covenant has been forged between us and Hashem, Hashem and us. He will accept our prayers when we recite the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. This time of the year is an Es Ratzon. Hashem is near. It is a time when it's easy to make that connection. During the year, it's not so easy. Now Hashem has come near us. Hashem is receptive. Hashem has bent his ear to hear our prayers, to listen to what's in our heart. It's a time to take advantage, not to squander this opportunity. Discussed a few ideas on the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Going backwards, the last idea that it is hidden because that's where blessing is found. We've discussed the idea that it is described as Hashem dressing himself in a talis. The first one, time HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed someone in the talis was Adam Mechala after they sinned. And that was a sign of rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us to imitate him. Imitate him. We dress ourselves in a talis and clothing on these days as Hashem spreading his warmth as he did upon Adam and Chava, on us as well, in acceptance of our repentance. And finally, the idea we discussed is Hashem wants us to dress like a shaliach tzibur. We're not just in this for ourselves. The method to succeed in teshuvah is to be representatives of other people. Seek out mercy for others. Do kindness for others. Daven for other people. Seek emes for other people. Person is a victim. Stand up for him. Person deserves justice. When we are the shliach of the tzibur, this is where we will have success. I want to take this opportunity again to wish all of our very beloved, distinguished, honorable listeners who every night come out, put aside what they're doing. They're very busy people, I understand, who listen to the shiurim of this, all the magidim. And you take our time to listen to words of Torah. This is a awesome merit. It is a revelation of holiness, of who you are. And this should certainly serve as a very great merit for you and your families, and all those that are in your environment, to succeed, to merit blessing from Hashem, success, excellent health, siyata d'shmaya, satisfaction, in everything that you do, in every dimension, in all of the desires and wishes and aspirations that you and your children, your family should come forth in ways that are beyond your wildest expectations, all in ways of blessing, ways that bring yirah shamayim and satisfaction to Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Gemar Chasima Tova next Monday, and the slot next Monday is Yom Kippur. So it does not appear that we will have a shiur on next Monday. Next Monday at this time will be at the tail end of Yom Kippur. I do not expect that we will have a shiur next Monday. Not likely. Perhaps we will, but not likely. And just in case we don't, I wish you all a wonderful Yom Tov. And until next time, Gemar Chasima Tova. Be well to one and all.